planning for a warmer, wetter climate. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Cities around the country are trying to figure out how to adapt to climate change. Researchers from the University of Michigan and the University of North Carolina looked at 44 of these climate adaptation plans. Missy Stoltz joins me now. She's a PhD candidate at U of M in the Urban and Regional Planning Program and the School of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for having me.
First, what are cities in our region most concerned about when it comes to climate change?
In the Great Lakes region broadly, the major impact is really excessive rainfall, heavy precipitation events leading to localized flooding, stormwater overflows. Those are really the main issues, at least in the Midwest. Now, around the country, that varies somewhat.
So you looked at the strengths and weaknesses of these plans around the country. What stood out to you?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to understand what we looked at are standalone climate adaptation plans. And what that means is that these 44 communities created a plan solely focused on understanding how they're vulnerable to climate change, both existing impacts as well as future impacts. And then they created a plan that focused on solutions to those different impacts. And why that's important is because there are a lot of other ways communities can plan too. So we picked one way that communities can plan. So this 44 is not indicative of the way the entire U.S. is planning for climate change. It's kind of a small subset. So that said, some of the strengths from these particular plans that we did look at, they do a really great job of drawing on different fact bases. And what I mean by that is they're pulling reports from the U.S. federal government or local universities. They're also doing a really good job at selecting a wide array of strategies to prepare. So that could be things like changing physical infrastructure, both making it harder so that it can withstand more wind events, heavy wind events that might impact it, or they're relocating or thinking about like alternative locations for infrastructure from a land use perspective. So that's great. So they're thinking about lots of different things that they can do within their powers to become more resilient. We're excited about that. On the kind of flip side, where we see some opportunities for advancement, we don't see a lot of detail about how they're going to implement these strategies. So they're putting these great ideas forward, but they're not substantiating that with detail about who's responsible for implementing, how they're going to fund these strategies, how they're going to evaluate whether these strategies are effective. So that leaves us really questioning whether these plans are going to translate into actions on the ground that create more resilient communities.
So what's standing in the way? Why is it so hard?
Why is it so hard to implement these plans?
Yeah,
there are quite a number of factors, and I think none of them are going to be surprising. There are things like funding. We just don't have the amount of capital needed to really invest at scale in climate adaptation, and there's a lot of discussions that are happening within philanthropy, at the private scale, at the federal government, to really try to figure this out. But other barriers are capacity, right? The Great Recession hit local governments really hard.
Sure.
And so they laid off a lot of staff, and now you've got people that are really, I mean, in my eyes, they're kind of heroes at the local level. They're fighting the fight to make sure that you have your trash being picked up, that you've got good drinking water that's coming out of your faucet. But then they're also responsible for planning for climate change, this big issue. And so they're basically doing the job of 2.5 to 3 people. And so there's just not a lot of capacity to take on more work. So we've got to overcome a lot of kind of hurdles in that space. One hurdle that we did not find, and I don't think is as pervasive as we talk about in kind of academia or in the media, is belief in climate change. Stakeholders believe it's happening, and that belief is really strong at the local level because it's where you see the impacts, right? Because you flood, period, and you need to prepare for a flood, or it's hot and you have to prepare for heat.
Missy Stoltz is a PhD candidate at U of M in the Urban and Regional Planning Program and the School of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.